Hey, Pillow Talk, it is Lost Among Pines, and here are my answers to the little audio questionnaire of slumber. Question one. How many pillows do you sleep with, and how do you arrange them? I probably have about 7 or 8 on my bed right now, and I'd say about 6 of them are regular bed pillows, and a couple of them are throws or decoratives, but I pretty much wouldn't put anything on my bed that I don't want to put my head on, so they're all just there for comfort. I usually put them in like an L shape, so I've got a bunch of them against the wall by my head, and then some more of them to my left so that I can cuddle against them when I sleep. And then I usually, not usually, but sometimes I put one near my feet, and I either put it between my legs or put my feet on top of it. That's usually how it goes. Okay, when sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I like to cuddle to get sleepy and to get comfortable, but after that I usually need to separate a bit. Yeah, that's usually how it goes. I mean, I can fall asleep in a cuddle, but if it is that way, it's got to be, I'm pretty much usually the little spoon. I have a hard time falling asleep on someone's shoulder or someone's chest. I get super self-conscious, like my head weighs like 1,000 pounds and I'm crushing them or something. I have no idea. But yeah, I usually, yeah, okay. So it's usually a little spoon for comfort and then separate a little bit for sleep. I don't mind if feet are still cuddly or legs are still cuddly. 3. When you are cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? Okay, so that's a little bit of, I guess I answered that in question 2. But usually I prefer to be the little spoon. Being the big spoon is also super sweet too, so I do enjoy that. Legs are really nice to be all tangled up with, especially if there's a sheet in the mix. So it's just a tangled mess of wonderfulness. I do like if whoever I'm cuddling it with is on their back, and then I'm on my side, kind of a little bit on my stomach, and I've got one arm over them. But again, that's just for casual cuddles. I can't fall asleep that way. Trying to think of what else I really like. I'd say just general touching, just being near the other person, having some part of you tangled. Usually feet. I think feet's pretty comfortable. I also like sitting on a couch with someone, so they'd be sitting normally, and I have my back against the armrest, and I guess my legs over theirs, so that makes sense. So their legs are hanging down like a normal person would sit, and mine are across theirs, spread out across the couch. That's comfortable. Question 4. What is something that you have done to help get to sleep that has worked well? Meditation can help. It's helped for me sometimes, but it has to be, I think I already have to be in a calm state of mind for that to happen. And that's not true. Meditation can calm me down, but I'm not sure it's actually helped me go to sleep. I have listened to some guided sleep talks. I'm not exactly what the words are called. Not exactly what the words are called. Let me make sense for you always. That makes no sense. So I have used, I have to yawn, I'm sorry, I've been holding it in. Maybe I'll cut that. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. So, let me start over here. Meditation. Okay, sometimes meditation can help. And I have used sleep guidance audio tracks from YouTube before. There's one in particular that, if I can find it again, I will link to it. But I've used it quite a few times, and it has actually helped, especially when I'm feeling, when my mind's really racing and I can't let go. It does help. It does help. And if you're looking for some sort of supplement, I strongly recommend NeuroSleep. It's a drink. It's lightly flavored, kind of tastes a little bit citrusy. I think it's got like 35 calories a bottle or something like that, and it's mainly melatonin. It actually, I remember the first time I took it, I drank half a bottle, and it was the most pleasant sleep I ever had. I was so ready for sleep. It was really great. I have not had a whole bottle yet, and make sure you give yourself enough time to sleep, but that has worked more or better for me than Tylenol PM ever did. And unfortunately, I've had my fair share of taking that, so, or taking Tylenol PM at least, so. NeuroSleep, I strongly, strongly recommend it. It is fabulous. Number five, what position do you sleep in? I usually fall asleep on my back or backside scenario thing. But I can fall asleep on my stomach. Okay, all this talk about sleep is making me sleepy. So I find that I usually fall asleep on my back or side, and then any little wake-ups throughout the night, which usually happen, I can fall asleep anyway. I can fall asleep on my stomach, or half on my side, half on my back, half on my stomach, half on my side, whatever. Any, you know, pretty much any other way is fine. I think I often fall asleep reading too, so the most comfortable position for that is on my back, or propped up a little bit. With another yawn. Have you ever listened to recordings in Pillow Talk to help you fall asleep? I think they've gotten me in a quieter mood, but unfortunately they haven't actually put me to sleep. I wouldn't say unfortunately, I've enjoyed everything that I've heard, so after that I was in a better place to fall asleep. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or TV? There have been times that I've used music to fall asleep, but I don't do it often. That doesn't mean I can't fall asleep if it's on. In terms of TV, I used to fall asleep to TV all the time, but not so much anymore. I rarely turn the TV on. I can't, so I guess in short, I can fall asleep to either of those things, but I don't do that often on purpose. Are you a restful sleeper, or are you more like a wrecking ball? I definitely tend to stay in place when I sleep, unless I am traveling and I'm in a hotel bed and the bed is really big. Then I end up in weird positions, like diagonally across the bed. So I think that's funny. If I'm in like a California king bed in a hotel, that's just so much space. It's weird. I need to feel a little bit more tucked in than that. I like to feel secure. And I guess maybe I don't feel secure when I'm alone in a big bed like that. In terms of restfulness, I say I'd say that I don't often get a chance to sleep all the way through the night. I often have wake-ups, and I deal with them. Usually they don't last too long, but I usually have some. Well, okay, maybe not usually. It depends on where my mind has been, I guess. How my anxiety levels are. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? Again, sometimes I meditate. Sometimes I recite a little mantra to myself that someone taught me a while ago. And if I'm lucky, I'm doing everything but replaying every conversation I had all day in my mind. I used to be really bad at that. At dwelling. I think it's something I've always done, but not so much anymore. That's not true. I'm fibbing to you. It does still happen, but maybe I'm just trying to convince myself that it doesn't happen as much as it actually does. Okay, so I prefer to either meditate if I can, or, and I almost always repeat that mantra to myself and do that for a couple minutes. If I'm in a particularly lovey-dovey mood, then I'm thinking about someone and cuddling with them and being with them. If I'm not actually with them, and sometimes I'm planning my day, sometimes I'm thinking about my outfit that I'm going to wear the next day so that I can save myself a couple minutes in the morning of trying to decide what to wear. That's a complicated question, I think. And 10, how often do I need to come before I can fall asleep? I would say not often. I tend to be reserved with them, so it's a luxury when I do, if that makes sense. It's a special time. Usually. And if I really, really can't sleep, then I might give it a try, see if it works. But I don't feel that I'm someone that needs to. They're a little more sacred to me than that, but that's just me. I know that some people enjoy much more than that, so. I suppose I also like to wait or edge your T's for a while, days even, before that happens.